okay, this is the daemon. This is his fourth try now at putting up. Can I cast episode 3.1? Because, well, first I finished it without interruption, and I go to post it, and it doesn't work. So now I tried again, and then somebody interrupted me, and I told them to, you know, fuck off and wait for a minute so that I could do this. And then I tried again and again, and people just get done interrupting me. So now I've signed off of everything. I'm here now recording this. And, unfortunately, I don't really have that much to talk about today. Certainly nowhere near as much as I did yesterday. I've already gotten my Battlefield 2 rant out of the way, so I'm not going to bore you with any more details about that. I do, however, want to talk about video games again. You'll see this is a running fad, a running theme in my show. You know, the common through line of all my episodes is that it's all going to be sort of video game related. I wanted to talk about the video game The Matrix Path of Neo, which came out after the third movie, but not about the whole game, because the game was good, and, you know, that's all you need to know about it. It was good. But I wanted to talk about the ridiculously stupid ending. Now, a little backstory here. The first movie came out, and immediately people were saying, wow, this would make an awesome video game, and they were right, because it did end up making an awesome video game. But people wanted to play as Neo, and I think it was after the second movie or before the second movie, I don't recall exactly. A game came out, the first one in the Matrix universe, called Enter the Matrix, and you did not play as Neo, which everybody was quite disappointed by, as they should have been. You played it as Jada Pinkett Smith, who was Niobe in the second and third movies, and her little cool Asian guy partner, Ghost. Now, the game sucked. It was bad. It was so bad. It was by Atari and Shiny, I think. Shiny, the guys that do Earthworm Jim, or did Earthworm Jim, which were awesome games, but that's another story. The game was so bad, and it wasn't just because you didn't get to play as Neo, it was just a terrible game. It didn't control well, it didn't look good, it was downright ugly, it just looked terrible. And it just wasn't any fun. So that game came out and it got crap reviews. And then the third movie came out, and by the time the third movie had come out and was out for a while, people were just so done with the Matrix trilogy. People lost all respect for the Wachowskis. I personally don't see it. I thought all three movies were awesome. I thought it wrapped up nicely at the end, even though the whole, you know, bright sun setting was kind of cheesy, but, you know, that's okay. And they came up with another game. The Wachowskis had said that they were never going to come out with a game where you get to play as Neo, because, you know, they wanted all the media to be like one part of a complete story. They didn't want to repeat themselves. But I guess they realized how much money they could make, and they finally decided to come out with a game where you get to play as Neo, and now it's called The Matrix Path of Neo. And it's awesome. I have it. It's a great game. So much fun. One of the big selling points was the fact that the Wachowskis wrote a new ending to the trilogy just for the game. I thought, cool. Because, you know, maybe it could be something better than the super cheesy sunlight, bright sun shining, and I don't even want to think about it. So I buy the game the day it comes out because I'm a Matrix fanboy. That's, you know, just who I am. I'm not too proud to admit. I buy the game, play the game. Game's super fun. Get to do all the cool fights from the three movies, all the awesome shootouts, as well as a lot of extra stuff. You know, because the amount of time that Neo spends in the three movies is not enough to make a full game. So there's all kinds of extra stuff in there that you wouldn't have seen in the movies or even read in any of the literature. And it's a lot of fun. And then you get to the last level. And this is so stupid. Even just thinking about it makes me angry. You fight Smith at the end, like at the end of the third movie. You know, in the air and through that building and then back on the ground again. And, you know, it's just you against the one Smith with all the millions of other Smiths watching. And you kick that Smith's ass, and he goes down, and you figure it's over. Except it's not. The million other Smiths start tearing chunks off buildings and buses and shit, and they jump into a big pile, and then they make this giant 500-foot-tall robot Agent Smith, like a kind of a mecha Godzilla thing, and he comes after you, and it's just the... like, this is the big secret ending. A giant robot Smith. Like, you know, you remember the Ghostbuster movies? You remember the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man? You know, he gets all huge and shit. It's that, except with Smith, and he's made out of metal. And you have to fight him. A giant metallic robot Smith, 500-foot-tall Godzilla thing. That's how the game ends. You fight that, and it's super easy. It's totally dumb. He only does this, like, hurl cars at you. And you just... it's a terrible fight, too. It's not even fun. It's easy. It's too easy. It's not fun. And, you know, this is how the Wachowskis reward gamers. Well, not reward, obviously, because they're fucking jerks now, apparently. I mean, you get the nerds, right? They go to all your movies. They all buy all your merchandise and all your crap. They buy your first game. It sucks. You come up with another game, they buy that one anyways, myself included. And, you know, what's their reward for forking so much money over to you two guys? You kick them in the teeth with the dumbest video game ending ever. Ever. Ever! This is what you do? The fucking Wachowskis? You know, it's just, don't rent the game. Well, no, rent the game just to see that I'm not lying. I couldn't make something like that up if I tried. Rent the game, play it, see how dumb the ending is. But don't say I didn't warn you. Now, I don't like the Wachowskis anymore. I'm not a fan of theirs, but they have a new movie coming out, V for Vendetta, and it stars Hugo Weaving, the man who played Agent Smith in the trilogy, who is a fantastic actor. I always thought that Hugo Weaving stole all the scenes. Anything he was in those three movies, he was the best part of. So he's going to be Vendetta. Should be cool. I'm going to go see it in the theaters, which means technically I will be giving the Wachowski brothers more money. Not a fan of that, but I got to see this movie on the big screen. They're going to blow up London. I mean, they're going to blow up the whole city. How awesome is that? How many times do you get to see London just explode? How cool is that? That's all I got for today. I know it's not as good as my last show, but that just kind of came together quite nicely. I'm going to leave you after I finish this. I'm going to upload a song. I know I said in my first show that I wasn't going to pad my show with music, but it's something that I've been listening to recently. A little George Thorogood action. Old song, originally done by Johnny Lee Hooker, covered by George Thorogood and the Destroyers, called One Bourbon, One Scotch, One Beer. Great drinking song. Totally reminds me of every day after school in high school, going over to my buddy's Colm's place and just listening to super loud music. This is what we used to listen to at least once a week. So I'm going to finish this up. I'm going to upload that song. And I suggest everybody take a listen. It's very cool. So until next week, this is The Damon signing off. Stay tuned for Jessica's new show. She'll probably be doing it hopefully sometime in the middle of the week, because she was a little bit late getting her last show up. But me and Ryan will get on her ass and make sure she gets it done sometime sooner this week. So this is The Damon signing off. Everybody take care of each other.